Good morning, it's House of Praise Radio, sharing the love of Christ through music, sponsored by Riverside Mennonite Church. I'm Paul Miller. Here's the tallies. Here's some good news, says Max Licato. You aren't stuck with today's personality. You aren't condemned to grumpydom. You are tweakable. So what if you were born a bigot? You don't have to die one. Where did we get the idea we can't change? Where do the statements come from such as, it's just my nature to worry, or I'll always be pessimistic, I'm just that way, or I have a bad temper and I can't help the way I react? Who says? Would we say, it's just my nature to have a broken leg? I can't do anything about it? Of course not. If our body malfunctions, we seek help. Shouldn't we do the same with our hearts? K can't we seek aid for our sour attitudes? Of course we can. Jesus can change our hearts. He wants us to have a heart like His. Max Licato.
From the very first day I entered this world, I was in sin. My life had no hope, I could not find peace within. Then I heard of a Savior who came and died so I could go free. I opened my heart, I let Him come and live down inside of me. He made a change in my soul, He made a change. When I was stumbling down sin's road, He turned me around.
Saved me and turned me around.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. So glad He made a change down deep in my soul.
Now if you are stumbling in the dark and your soul is bound, friend, let me tell you of a source that I have found.
Soul, He made a change.
When I was stumbling down sin's road, He turned me around.
Saved me and turned me around.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad He made a change down deep in my soul. On solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad He made a change
down deep in my soul.
Down deep in my soul, He made a change.
That was the Inspirations. And now here's the Harmony Singers with the song, I've Been Changed.
My heart.
Harmony Singers. You know, we're talking about internal change, spiritual change in our lives, transformation that only Christ can do. And it gives us great hope as individuals to know that our broken lives can be made new by this loving God. And it begs the question, what about our nation? Jeremiah 2:10 through 12 says, "Cross over the coasts of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord." Well, logically it says to me, if I can be changed by this great God, yes, one by one our nation can be changed.
Can a nation be changed? Can a nation be saved?
You've been listening to House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller. We'll see you next time on House of Praise.
Now there were those who said, "I'd surely fall," when I told them I'd given Jesus my all. And I guess I really can't blame them for having their doubts, for they only knew what I used to be. But oh, what a difference the Lord made in me. What I got was real. Praise